Hey there, can I come in? Hi, sweetheart. Gee, you're in bed already. You've got the drapes all pulled, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Can I sit down here on the bed? How are you doing, kiddo? Oh, you must be feeling. Well, this is a little awkward, huh? Look, I drove Deanna home. She didn't say too much, but then I had a talk to her mother. Oh, hey, kiddo, listen, it's not that bad. It's not that bad, I promise. Just calm down, honey. Take a breath, take a deep breath, just breathe. Listen, Deanna's going to be all right, and her mom is fine too. I just explained to her that you two got carried away, but no harm was done, and you clearly weren't being inappropriate. You maybe just didn't have a clear conversation about what was on the menu. No, sorry, that sounds a little silly. You know what I mean. Actually, her mom, I want to say Audrey. I'm sure I've met her at a soccer game or something before. Anyway, she was very reasonable, and she said that not only can Deanna get dramatic about things, but that nowadays there's all sorts of stuff on the internet you kids see that we'd never heard of growing up, so it's easy to get expectations confused. Oh, love, come here. Give me a hug. Oh, you're shaking, darling. Shh, hey, listen. You're fine. You didn't do anything wrong. You're not in any trouble. Everyone is fine. Just fine. Deanna said she was fully dressed and just wasn't comfortable with your request. Look, you're only 18. You're not supposed to have all the answers yet. You might need a new girlfriend, but hey, honestly, I think that's for the best. Listen, don't say a word to Deanna, but her mother said that. Yeah, she really did. She said that Deanna's just too high strung. Audrey. Audrey? Yeah, I'm going to go with Audrey. Oh, I know. She works at the fabric store in Northside Plaza. That's where I know her from. Anyway. She said that you were always sweet and respectful, so she knows this was just a communication issue, that you're not a bad kid. So just take another few deep breaths. That's it. Let those shoulders drop down. That's a good boy. So here's another little tidbit Audrey let me in on. She said that Deanna had mentioned you were more than a handful. Probably too big, she said. For Deanna, anyway. So, is that true? Oh, come on, I see that grin. Hey, I see that smile, kiddo. Is that true? Did she just get overwhelmed with your equipment? Hey, don't get mad at me, mister. What do you want me to call it? Sorry, you want me to call it your what? Louder? Your what? Your clock. What? Oh, your cock. Oh, look at you blush. Well, at least you're smiling. Okay, we'll call it your cock. So here's where it gets interesting. I guess Audrey asked her daughter just how big you were, and Deanna did this with her hands. So, is that true, kiddo? Wouldn't I like to know? Well, yes, maybe I would like to know. Why? Okay, that's a fair question. Let me have a moment to think. I guess because people are judged by their bodies, judged over things they can't control, like skin color, height, stuff like that, and it's not always good. I mean, I've always been heavy. I was the first class girl to develop breasts, and I've gone through life with this kind of figure, and usually it's made things tough for me, if I'm honest. My breasts always got a lot of attention, but the rest of me was something different, especially after I had you and your sister. I'm at the age now, it doesn't matter because I'm past the point of caring. But right or wrong, large penises really admired and envied. And if you've got one, I want you to feel proud of it and enjoy the attention you get rather than the shame of what happened this afternoon. Does that make sense? Who should feel more proud of your penis, me or you? Well, okay, maybe you have me there. If I'm completely honest, I did feel kind of proud today when Audrey mentioned it. And I guess I got a charge out of sensing how curious she was to see it as well. So, do I get a peek? Make me a deal. What kind of deal? What? Oh, no, I said my breasts got attention when I was younger. Now they're just huge, and well, I believe your grandmother calls them matronly. I honestly think you'd be up for a huge disappointment. Really? Are you sure? No, actually, I'm not picking up your sister until 10. She's got late rehearsal. We've got some time. So, if I show you mine, you show me yours. So, we're really doing this? Oh my, my heart's just pounding. Okay, how do we start? So, you want me to take off my sweatshirt and bra? Wait, you naked under those covers? Why are you naked? Oh, you were hoping to finish off before I go back home. All right, I get it. I'll stick to the agreement. Me first, then. Not exactly a sexy bra, is it? Maybe I would have worn another one if I knew I was showing them off. I'm not really sure. I've got a few different sizes here. I'll turn around and you can read the tag. 40K. Yeah, it varies. I've got some J-cup bras as well. It kind of depends on the bra style. All I can tell you is they are expensive. Oh, no, wait a second. I think I've just realized why I occasionally find them in your laundry hamper. You rascal! Seeing as you're back there, do you want to undo the hooks? You might need to practice. Yeah, I think there's four hooks. Just pull them in and unhook them. There you go. All right. Okay, all right. Are you ready for the big reveal? Okay, to be fair, I'll pull off the bra at the same time you pull back the sheet, okay? All right, ready? One, two, three. Oh my. Wow. I'm so speechless. I totally forgot I was standing here topless. That's why you're so hard? Oh, that's very sweet, but you are so hard. It's so long, it goes up past your belly button. I'm not sure what to say. So, are we going to do touchies or? We can touch each other. Yeah, of course. Well, Jesus, mister, I can't. No, wait. I can't even get my hand all the way around it. How have you managed to hide this from me? You're liking the boobs, aren't you? Not disappointed. Come on, they are positively udders. No, go ahead and squeeze them all you like. Well, in fairness to Deanna, I can understand why she didn't know what to do with you. But the stroking seems to be working, doesn't it? This is interesting. You're already lubed a little. Oh, right. It's because I interrupted you. Well, you know. How does this feel? You know what? I think we're gonna need some more of that lube. Where are you hiding it? Under your pillow. You're adorable! Yeah, no, just squeeze some more into my hand. Yeah, that does feel a little slicker. Oh, yeah. That's much better. So now that I'm stroking this gorgeous cock of yours, I want you to tell me the truth about something. Will you do that for me? Yeah, just keep gently tucking my nipples. That's lovely. They're certainly loving the attention. So I want to know something. Oh, I want to know what you had tried to get Deanna to do in here that caused her to freak out and race upstairs. Come on, you can tell me. Were you making a gag? Did you try to do stuff this into her without lube? Come on, mister. It's okay. You can tell me. I won't judge. Come on, sweetheart. A what? Sorry, you asked for a what? Oh, a facial. Really? So, All you were asking her to do is get down on her knees and open up her mouth, let you spray all over her. Did you want her to be topless when you did it? Did you want to squirt under her titties too? Hers are nothing like these, are they, love? Nothing at all. So, were you gonna make the little bitch lick your balls while you were stroking or caress your thighs? Or cup those little tits together and talk dirty, telling you how much she wanted your load? Were you gonna make her do those things for you? Uh-huh. Yeah. And you asked her nicely, didn't you? But the little tease said no. You know what, mister? I'm not gonna say no. What do you say? We put a happy ending on this day. You can blow this thing all over me. Would you like that? Come on. Let's pull back those covers. Here, I'll get down on my knees. Yeah. Does this work? Yeah, let me caress those tight fucking balls. There you go. No hurry. Take your time. You can aim wherever you want. I won't move. That's it, sweetheart. I'm not afraid of that big, beautiful fucking cock. I don't mind that big load. You've earned this. And you know what? You don't need Deanna anymore. I'll listen to you anytime you want. Would you like that? You can just clear your pipes whenever you need all over these fucking jugs. Here you are, darling. I'm holding these big tits together for you. Go on. Blue. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh my god, it's still coming. It's okay. No, no, put it all over my face. Yeah. Let me suck the last few drops. No. It's fucking delicious. Okay. Now, help me up. Clasp my sweatshirt. I can't see anything. Wow. You really glazed me, didn't you, kiddo? Well, I'm heading to the showers. Why don't you just relax? Or you can join me if you want to. I want you to know that I love you and I'm very proud of you.